This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This was not the cheeriest of Mondays for the British pound. Sterling fell sharply against the dollar today after Prime Minister Theresa May appeared to imply in an interview Sunday that there is going to be what's called a hard Brexit from the European Union. Out means out. In other words, no special access to the oh-so-lucrative European market. May tried to walk that back today, but the foreign exchange damage was done. And even though it's still going to be at least 2 years before anything happens, Brexit and the threat thereof is already having big economic repercussions, even as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Yorkshire, up in the north of England, even how British farms are operating.
Poskett Carrots prides itself on its fresh local produce from a big family farm in Yorkshire. Many of the staff, though, are not homegrown.
Hello, Poskett's.
Answering the phone and greeting visitors, receptionist Aista Lukashuta.
I'm from Lithuania and working here for about 8 years.
Most of her fellow workers are EU migrants too, from Latvia, Estonia and Poland. And they've been vital to the success of Poskett Carrots, says the boss, Guy Poskett.
Migrant workers are a real key part of our business. You know, we've got some good local workers, just not enough of them. We couldn't run our business without migrant workers. You know, they're loyal, they're hard-working. Why have we got Lithuanian receptionists? Because we struggle to find a local receptionist who would start at 7:30 in the morning.
But it's getting harder to attract good EU migrants. The supply of willing workers from Eastern Europe to staff the production line and run the office has dwindled since Britain voted for Brexit last June.
Well, I think the Brexit vote is a signal. You know, Britain doesn't want the migrants. But, of course, you've got to remember also, they've taken a 10 or 15% cut in pay.
As a result of the fall in the value of the pound.
If you're earning to send your money home back in euros, you have taken a 10 to 15% pay cut.
That's a bit of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's a huge deterrent.
To combat the labour shortages, Poskett has resorted to technology. He's just spent $2.8 million on this automatic carrot grading machine.
So you can see it's taking a picture of that carrot, yeah? And it's decided how wide it is, what it weighs, what its length, and then it's decided where to put it depending on its defect level.
The machine sorts 20,000 carrots an hour, doing the work of 22 people. Brexit should end the automatic right of EU citizens to work in the UK. Poskett's labour shortage would worsen. He's now looking to automate more of the business.
Now has come a time where we really have got to look further at automation in terms of replacing labour. It's just how it is because we're very concerned that we won't have the people to do the work.
That's great news for this company. Garfords makes farm automation equipment, including RoboCrop, an automatic weeding machine.
We use video cameras to analyse the crop ahead of the hoeing machine.
Philip Garford says his device will replace 30 farm labourers. Since the Brexit vote, he says he's seen a big rise in inquiries from British farms.
Farmers are indicating that they are thinking ahead and thinking about the potential loss of migrant workers.
More than 190,000 EU migrants arrive in Britain every year. If many stay away after Brexit and many more companies are forced to automate, that could be beneficial. It would raise the country's output per head and tackle the perennial British problem of low productivity. Matthew Whittaker is with the Resolution Foundation, a think tank.
From a purely economic perspective, if we can boost productivity, then the Brexit vote will have actually had some positive impact.
But unlike Poskett's and many other farm enterprises, some businesses that are heavily dependent on migrant labour will find it much tougher to automate. Think domestic services and the hotel trade. For them, Brexit may prove more stick than carrot. In Yorkshire, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.